Ezra Miller accuser claims the Flash star weaponizes gender identity when confronted. By Paul Bois on September 19, 2022. Warner Brothers' The Flash star Ezra Miller, who has self-identified as transgender and non-binary, weaponizes gender identity to silence critics when confronted, according to the mother of one of his alleged victims. In June, two parents claimed Ezra Miller began grooming their daughter at age 12, becoming a toxic influence on her life up until she turned 18. Tokata Iron Eyes met a then-23-year-old Miller in 2016, when she was just 12, and the actor was visiting the Standing Rock Reservation in North Dakota, TMZ reported at the time. From there, Tokata's parents say she and Ezra developed a friendship they believe puts Tokata at risk. In 2017, when Tokata was just 14 and Miller was 25, the parents claim she flew all the way to London to visit the studio where Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them was filmed. Though the relationship appeared innocent at the time, Tokata's parents claimed that Miller began supplying their underage daughter with alcohol, marijuana, and LSD. The parents also claimed that Miller disrupted Tokata's schooling at a private institute in Massachusetts so much she dropped out in December 2021, per the report. Ezra uses violence, intimidation, threat of violence, fear, paranoia, delusions, and drugs to hold sway over a young adolescent Tokata, the parents alleged. Though Tokata had previously declared herself non-binary, queer, gay, she has since allegedly started to identify as non-binary transgender at Miller's prompting. In an Instagram post at the time, Tokata said her parents' allegations hold no weight and are frankly transphobic and based in the notion that I am somehow incapable of coherent thought or opposing opinions to those of my own. Speaking with Vanity Fair, Tokata's mother said Miller often weaponizes his gender identity to silence his critics. If somebody pisses off Ezra, they're transphobic or a transphobic Nazi, Tokata's mother said. Because we're trying to protect our daughter and we're trying to point out what Ezra has done to harm our daughter, now we're transphobic. An associate of Miller, who identifies as queer, agreed with the assertion. To me, those are clear instances of manipulation, where it's like, are you really queer? Or is that just a fun way to marginalize yourself so you can be even shittier to others? The associate said. Vanity Fair further profiled how Ezra Miller either brainwashed or manipulated Tokata into participating in a borderline cult-like illusion that they were a spiritually mated pair. Ezra is Jesus, and Tokata is an apocalyptic Native American spider goddess, and their union is supposed to bring about the apocalypse, one associate told the outlet. And that's the real reason everyone is so opposed to them being together. They say they are some kind of messiah, and they're going to lead an indigenous revolution. Tokata's mother recalled hearing of her daughter's relationship with Miller. The last several months have been especially troubling for Ezra Miller, beginning with his arrest in Hawaii for assault and disorderly conduct. On top of the grooming allegations, he has since been accused of housing a mother and her three children on a drug-riddled farm and harassing a 12-year-old child. In July, a new allegation emerged against Miller from a former friend, identified only as Nadia, claiming he harassed her in Germany after she asked him to stop smoking inside her apartment. That just set them off, Nadia said of Miller. I asked them to leave about 20 times, maybe more. They started insulting me. I'm a transphobic piece of shit. I'm a Nazi. It became so stressful for me. They were going around my house, looking at everything, touching everything, spreading tobacco leaves on the floor. It felt disgusting and very intrusive. Nadia alleges that she finally convinced Miller to leave after she called the police after a half hour of pleading with him. Later, at nearly 6 a.m. in the morning, Miller began banging on Nadia's door, she claims, threatening to break it down while screaming that she stole his passport and money. After discovering that Miller had left behind a second jacket, she threw it down to Miller from her balcony. Though Nadia does not believe Miller would have sexually assaulted her that night, she does believe he could have physically harmed her. I totally felt unsafe, she said. Five friends corroborated hearing Nadia's story after the alleged incident. Also in July, the woman whom Ezra Miller allegedly choked at a bar in Iceland publicly spoke out for the first time after a video of the incident went viral in 2020, alleging he immediately escalated a joke into a violent confrontation. All of a sudden, he's on top of me, choking me, still screaming in my face if I want to fight. My friend who's filming sees he's obviously not joking and it's actually serious. So he stops filming, and pushes him off me as he's still trying to fight me. Two guy friends of mine are actually holding him back as he's screaming, "This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted." She told Variety of the incident. Miller finally broke his months-long silence in August when he apologized for his behavior and vowed to get help. Having recently gone through a time of intense crisis, "I now understand that I am suffering complex mental health issues and have begun ongoing treatment," Miller said. "I want to apologize to everyone that I have alarmed and upset with my past behavior. I am committed to doing the necessary work to get back to a healthy, safe and productive stage in my life." Warner Bros. Has made no plans to shelve or reshoot The Flash, which is slated for a summer 2023 release.